The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When the days for Jesus being taken up were fulfilled, he resolutely determined to journey to Jerusalem, and he sent messengers ahead of him. On the way, they entered a Samaritan village to prepare for his reception there. But they would not welcome him because the destination of his journey was Jerusalem. When the disciples, James and John, saw this, they asked, "Lord, do you want us to call down fire from heaven to consume them?" Jesus turned and rebuked them, and they journeyed to another village. As they were proceeding on their journey, someone said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus answered him, "Foxes have dens and birds of the sky have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to rest his head." And to another he said, "Follow me." But he replied, "Lord, let me go first and bury my father." But he answered him, "Let the dead bury their dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God." And another said, "I will follow you, Lord, but first let me say farewell to my family at home." To him Jesus said, "No one who sets a hand to the plow and looks to what was left behind is fit for the kingdom of God." Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Good morning. So, 4th of July is coming, and every time we celebrate 4th of July, we talk about freedom. And in the second reading today, we hear the word freedom. But the freedom that the second reading is trying to tell us is to live in the freedom of the Spirit, not in the slavery of sin. Or in the flesh. Flesh and spirit. What are we using our freedom for? Are we using our freedom for God, united with Jesus Christ, and becoming like Jesus? Or are we using our freedom in the flesh, for the flesh? Worldly things, making money, always trying to look good, forgetting about God, and living in the life of sin, or a slavery of sin. So all of us here today in the gospel, we hear the word "follow me." So Christ gave us the freedom, and this freedom God wants us to obey him, love him, serve him. And Jesus is inviting us, or invited us, to follow him. Now, are we using now that freedom and listen to the invitation of Christ and follow him? So individually, we must ask ourselves, am I really following Jesus? In the gospel today, we hear excuses. One said, "Oh Lord, I'll follow you." And then, of course, Christ said, "Birds have nests, foxes have dens, but Christ has nowhere to lay his head." Meaning, he's just saying to the guy, "You're right." When he said, "Follow me," Christ knew that what the guy was saying was not sincere. And the other one, "Yes, Lord, I follow you, but let me bury my father first." And Christ said, "Let the dead bury their dead." Always remember, your priority individually is to work on what? Our relationship with God. Not to your family. Yes, love your family, no problem. But it's all about God. No? So when Christ said, "Let the dead bury the dead," he was saying this: Your father is spiritually dead. Don't worry about him. He's really dead. Not only physical death, but also spiritual death. Be concerned about that I am calling you. I am calling you to follow me. Sad to say, because of sentimentality, people make mistakes. People think that they're following God, but they are actually trying to please their parents. There are some priests, nuns, religious. They became priests, but when their father or mother died, they leave the priesthood. Because, sad to say, some became religious or priests because they wanted to please their parents. Wrong. You do not please your parents by becoming a priest. In my case, I got kicked out the first time. The second time in the seminary, I entered again, and my mom wrote to me, you are only entering the seminary because you cannot survive the outside world. And I told my mom when I became a priest, Ma, I'm sorry. I love you, but you have nothing to do with my vocation as a priest. Nothing at all. Yes, my faith, yes. Because of you, I became a Christian, a Catholic. But as far as God calling me to be a priest, nothing to do with you. Because if I became a priest to please you, I'm sorry. No? So same thing with us. All of us here are called, called by God to be holy and righteous in His sight. We are individually called by God. In my case, I told you already, even though the call was there, I did not like to be a priest. I was too normal. In every sense, everything that you can imagine about being normal. And I said to my God, to our God, Lord, come on. I want to get drunk. I want to have, not kids. Oh. But I like women. But Lord, but the thing is this. Since I am 100% sure that God was calling me to be a priest, for me to deny the call, what do I do? I have to deny the caller, which I will not. So even though I don't like the call, but the caller is God, I said, you better take care of me then. And you better be patient with me. Oh my goodness, in the gospel today, the one who have his hands on the plow and kept looking back is not worthy of me. Oh, I said, Lord, I'm not worthy really because I keep looking back. In my first years in the seminary, first I got kicked out, second time, I got kicked out again. But the point is I kept looking back. Why? Because I was also trying to live a normal life. The relationship with Jesus takes a lot of time, takes a lot of effort. But how can you grow if you don't spend time with Jesus? And that was lacking in me. I, by God's grace, experienced His love for me, but I have not really, sincerely, constantly loved Him. And I'm still growing in my love for Jesus because it is so easy to push God away over something worldly. So in the first part, let the dead bury the dead, let me bury my father, because of sentimentality, people are attached too much with people that they forget about God. What did Christ say about sentimentality? About being attached to human relationship? What did Christ say? If you love your mom, your dad more than me, you are not worthy of me. Huh? Do you understand that? Please, do you understand what it means? Meaning what? Yes, love your mom and dad, your parents, your brothers and sisters, but if you don't love him much, much more, sorry, you will not end up in heaven. Oh, Father, I'm a Christian. Yeah, that's the easy part. being a Christian in name. My goodness, there are 2 billion Christians in the world. If everybody of us would just love like Christ, do you think the world will be a mess right now? No. But since we don't love each other, and remember in the second reading, it says what? If you live in the flesh, what do? If you live in the flesh, you keep on biting each other. And that's what we're doing. No? That's what we're doing. Here, inside the church, we look so nice and holy and everything. But in reality, what's outside the church, you keep on what? Keep on biting each other, talking behind each other's back, gossiping, criticizing others, as if we don't have our own faults and failures. So my dear friends, yes, hopefully all of us here said yes to Jesus and committed ourselves to following him. But yes, we have to agree that we have not always been good in following Jesus. And once we realize that we have a long way to go in becoming like Jesus, then there is room for improvement. But if you think your Catholicity is enough, just because you go to church on Sundays, I'm sorry, that's nothing. Going to church on Sundays is nothing compared to becoming more like Jesus. Going to church is only an aid to becoming like Jesus. Your commitment to faith, to love Jesus and become like Jesus is 24/7, every day. But what happens? This is the reality. Right after the Mass, while people are going out of the church because of the traffic, you can see people. All of a sudden, your commitment to love and patience and kindness towards other people, all of a sudden it disappears. Please, please, practice it. Practice and become really Jesus all the time. Because this will not help us, no? This will not make us holy right away. God will give us the grace to become like him, but it is up to us really to practice it. Again, I am not talking down on you. I know where you are coming from because I have my own struggle. It's not easy to become like Jesus. Look at that. It's not easy. But it takes a lot of prayer. So please, for your sake, pray more. Spend more time in prayer. Don't waste your time looking at the internet. Don't waste your time trying to get drunk during 4th of July. No? I mean, those are nice things, but you are still living in the flesh. Please, for your sake, live in the Spirit, glorifying, loving, obeying Christ. And always remember what the Adorno Father's motto is. And I believe it should be yours also. Ad maiorem resurgentis gloriam. All for the greater glory of the risen Christ.